Hello, we're on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders. Great to be back. Kathy Cook, and with me tonight is Bunny Brown, my best friend since before birth. And hello, Bunny, how are you?
Great, Kathy. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just fabulous. And tonight, I want to talk to you about orbs, spirit, and all the things that keep coming to you. You are the most fabulous photographer with the world of entities. Bunny, we went out to the cemetery not long ago and took so many photographs, but you told me on the 13th that you got some pictures of some cherubs.
Yes, I did, on Sunday night.
Yeah. And you think that one of them is a little girl?
Yes, it definitely is a little girl. And it's really cute. It's actually inside an orb.
Uh-huh.
And right in front of her, you can see some rainbows. It's really pretty.
Is it on your MySpace page by any chance?
Yes. It's on all of the angels that I've gotten are on MySpace, and the picture of Edward with the sun and the one with Jesus, all of the letters that I've gotten, and some of the rainbows I've gotten are all on MySpace.
Okay, let me tell the listeners on a BDS radio that are listening in, if you go to my main page of BDS radio, the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show, Kathy Cook, if you scroll down or if you hit my picture with the horse and me viewing in the Bright Lights Pathfinder's photograph, Donald, is that up? I'm sure it is. I'm not on the main page. But if you go to my page, and you scroll down to Thursday's show where it's in the menu, and you, Bunny, are you at the computer?
Yes.
Okay, scroll down, either just click on my page on www.bdsradio.com. Then you can go to my main page of www.bdsradio.com/ Bright Lights Pathfinders /.
Uh-huh.
Or just click on my picture, and you can see where I have placed in your photograph of your MySpace page.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and it'll say guest host Bunny Brown, phenomenal orb photos. Tell me when you get to that page.
Well, just tell me which pictures you're on.
No, you just click on that, and it'll take you to your MySpace page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I want everybody that's a listener, to be able to follow along.
Oh, okay. So I'll just push on.
If you're on www.bbsradio.com.
Okay, I'll just go online.
Yeah, I want you to be able to do this with the listeners.
Okay. All right, I'm on.
Okay. Now, do you see where it says who's on, you know, the show for the night on BDS Index and all that stuff?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me get to that. And it'll say Thursday show, 6 to 6:55 to 9:55 Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And it has my photograph there?
Yeah.
Okay. Click on my photograph.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it'll take you to a greenish-looking page.
Uh-huh.
And then you see your picture?
Yes.
Okay, click on your picture.
Uh-huh.
And it'll take you right. That's what I was telling you on the phone, that I was trying to hurry up and get you added to my new MySpace page so that we could put that on there.
Okay.
Okay, now you click on guest host Bunny Brown, and you've got your arm around your son, Edward.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Stevens. Okay, click on that.
Uh-huh.
Everyone with us, I hope. Okay, you click on Bunny. It says Bunny, and you click on that. It'll take you directly to her MySpace page. And you'll get to see some of the orbs and photos. Isn't that cool? Is that the right one? It's loading. with the beach scene?
Yes.
And then up above is our was club.
Yeah.
From the wedding.
Yeah, I was doing a Chattanooga tutu.
The Chattanooga tutu. I like what you put about Pete and Repeat and Charlotta. Oh, Bunny, I signed your MySpace page with the wrong thing. I was putting up the orbs, and I put up dancing shoes. Oh, God. You know, I copied and pasted the wrong thing. I was putting up orbs, and I put up my dancing shoes.
Oh, my gosh, Kathy.
Oh, no. Well, well. Anyway. So, tell me a little bit about, this is a flash show, right? Okay, here they come. So, the first picture is coming along. These are going to be some of the orbs. You get a lot of letters, right?
Yes. That's we started first. The first thing we got were the letters, and Edward's girlfriend and my daughter and several of his friends had gone out. It was the day,
Amber.
The night, the night of the funeral, and she was taking some pictures, and the she got some pictures, and about 3 weeks after she had them developed, her grandmother was looking at them, and these pictures actually aren't on this group, but they're. In one section, it was like an A, and then in the next frame over the flowers on the cemetery were E. And
E's?
A's and E's. And
for Amber and Edward.
Amber and Edward. Mm-hmm. And so I took them to several camera shops because I just thought it was a fluke, and they said if it had been a 35mm, there could have been a double exposure, but it wasn't. It was digital. And so we just thought, well, it was a very unusual fluke, and, you know, that's just the way it was. And then shortly after that, we did start getting the orbs. And then after that, we started picking up letters.
That is so amazing, because I've seen so many of them. Remember the first night you got them, there was, like, what, 200 photographs, and you put them in order for me. There was a lot of streaks of light.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the one that was in your bedroom, and you took it kind of, I mean, I have seen them, so there was no light around, and it was perfectly pitch black in your bedroom.
Is that the
rainbow? And it looked like a rainbow.
Yeah, that was, it was actually on a Sunday morning, and it was dark in here. And actually, my daughter found it. I was in the living room, and she came running back in and said, Mom, oh, my gosh. She said, there's a rhombus on the wall. And I wasn't.
What did she call it?
A rhombus.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I was never very good in math. I really didn't know what she was talking about. But anyway, I came in. And in order to get any of the rainbows or the letters, I've learned I have to turn the flash off on my camera.
Uh-huh.
And so that was the purplish green. And Casey said it's, you know, that was another thing with the rainbows. We started getting shapes, like the heart, teardrops, oval stripes. And
there was one that was more than an octagon shape, too. Or it looked like one of those things that caught the wind.
Yeah. We just started getting several different shapes. They actually came up on the wall, and I called my sister. I said, I'm either going insane or I'm hallucinating. I said, but there's rainbows all over my wall, and she came down, and she sat there, and she was like, you're not going crazy. I have never in my life seen anything like this. And they actually, it's not like they just come up and stay. It's in constant movement. They start small, and then they get big, and then they move, and then they eventually just fade away. And sometimes other ones come up with it. Sometimes I don't get anything at all. It's just every day it's something different. It's I do tend to get more of these around holidays, Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day is real big. I've gotten a lot of great things around Mother's Day and birthdays. But anyway, that's just, you know, the first thing we got were rainbows, and then I started getting the letters at the cemetery. And that first one I got was the E.
Do you remember when we were talking on the phone, I said, start looking for signs anywhere, and then you saw the pine needles done in a, in like a heart shape. It was just a couple of pieces of pine needles. And then you also got feathers.
Yeah, we kept, all of us kept getting feathers, white feathers. It was, Amber got the first one, and then I got several. My daughter and I were at Walmart, and she looked down, and there was one, like, right on her toe. And all of us, the whole family, everybody, and we still, I still do get white feathers.
Do you mind telling when Edward passed away and how or what, or do you want to just skip that part, or?
About the
accident, or?
Yeah, when he,
and
when
tell
he,
about how everybody rode their motorcycles and rimmed them. It was the most phenomenal thing.
Yeah, he
at his funeral.
He passed away on a motorcycle accident January 6, 2007, and on 485. And actually, when I got on 485, it was like a parking lot.
It's in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. And I got a horrible feeling. I had a friend in the car with me. We were coming back from a conference for a company I work for. And when we got down to the wreck site, I went under the bridge. We went under the bridge, and I saw it. And I was sitting in the passenger seat, and she was driving. And I felt this horrific. It was wound like a circle, and it was spinning. And it felt like this horrific ball of air or energy blew through my chest, and I could hear it whoosh. It went whoosh. Like on the inside of my ears, and it came out the back. It scared me to death. I was unrolling the window. I did not know what was going on. And Mary said, Bunny, I thought you were going to jump out the window, and you were screaming, my gosh, what is that? But it felt like it pinched the right top of my heart. Anyway, we proceeded home, and I found out when I got home that he had been involved in a motorcycle accident and was killed on impact.
And FireDoc1CA talked to you and said that, remember, he felt that Edward had passed away and left before his body before he had hit impact.
Yeah.
I remember that, too.
Yeah.
And he's really good at you know, knowing things like that.
Yeah.
But also, I just want to say the send-off was phenomenal. How many motorcycles do you think were there?
I think there were close to 70.
And they all went ring, 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 you know, with their engines and
yeah. Instead
I mean,
of having
Bunny,
a,
it
yeah.
was unreal.
Yeah, instead of having a processional per se, because he was at the church, and then the cemetery, Magnolia Gardens, is like right there.
And it was the church that we went to preschool with the children.
Yes.
Oh, it was so fun.
We're throwing rocks at cars, but.
Yeah, our children were the ones, weren't they?
Yes.
But they ended up being the brilliant ones as well.
Yeah, they're good kids. But anyway.
Well, I want to put in a plug. My son is your daughter's, your granddaughter's godfather.
Yeah.
That's how far back we go. We are, what, five generations? My mother and your mother were best friends, and our children are best friends. And my dog's name is Puppy Wuppy Girly Whirly. Yes, hers is. Hers really, really is the all. Hers new name is Twinkle Twinkle Long Tongue Licker Licker Labor Dog. And the Labor Dog comes from Bunny's daughter Amy being in labor with Liliana. And that's how she's got that name. Pimento cheese, peanut butter, and jelly sandwich, salami, bologna, and Sylvania light bulb today. And Bunny's daughter is now getting ready to have her second grandchild, a little boy. So I want to say congratulations to Amy on that.
Yeah.
And that's how close we are, you know. And Amy's daughter is my son's goddaughter. And that's how deeply rooted we are. But I'm just really grateful to have you on the show. And, Bunny, it's just phenomenal. Have you been awake very long with knowing any of this, or was it after Edward's death that you came about knowing of the spirit world within us? and like the story that you read, and that you're in a grieving group, and there's several things I want to ask you. You know, the story that you told me about the man that had passed away in the car, and the preacher got in there and just prayed over him anyway, and then he came back?
Mm-hmm. That's a great book. What's the name of it? Oh, gosh.
Was it?
100.
Well, anyway.
100 Minutes in Heaven.
That's what it was.
That one's excellent. And We Are Their Heaven by Alison Dubois. That is another one that's excellent. But no, I didn't know about any of this, and I was a huge skeptic. I didn't even know what an orb was.
I bet you I thought I was so weird.
Yeah, I didn't even know what an orb was. And when Edward passed away, and
did y'all think I was real strange?
Who, me?
Just everybody.
No, I think, you know, I've been studying it, Kathy, and actually 41% of the population do believe in spirits.
Yeah.
I think it's, from what I've read, it's very widely accepted. Actually, in the United Kingdom, it's very common for most people to feel like they have spirits in their home. It's just not, you know, accepted here. And, you know, I went to the doctor because I thought I was going nuts.
I did, too. And, I went to the doctor, too.
And he told me, he said, you're not being singled out. This happens to millions of people all over the world. And he said he had never seen pictures like mine. And,
totally
fascinated with the pictures, and wanted to know where I got them, how I got them, you know, what it looked like inside the camera before, you know, I would actually get them. And so, I mean, he was amazed because he said, and I've never seen anybody with pictures like what I've gotten either. And, you know, every time I go out there, I don't get them. I don't. And, of course, it's the usual, the batteries run dead in the camera.
I remember you taking, remember my camera that goes ching, 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 ching. I'm trying to find that to put it on your page because those orbs are unreal.
Yeah, that hot pink one that I have on my face I think is about the best. And actually when we were out Sunday night, Leanne had a camera and I had a camera. And the orb, there was one that was staying pretty, it was just moving a little bit, but one was bouncing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth so fast she couldn't actually even get its picture. And she said, come
really?
Here, look. And she had a camera and I had a camera.
Tell them about, I'm going to ask you to tell them about how we tested the, we sprayed some water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell them how we studied so many different things to make sure when Edward first passed away to see if it, because we were like, wow.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of, from what I have read, there's a lot of people tend to argue the point of orbs. And so Amber actually took a pillow and shook it real hard and then took some pictures. And then Kathy and I one night went out on her back deck and we squirted water, mist water everywhere and started taking pictures because we wanted to actually look at the difference between what they call a dust orb or a mist orb and then the true orb. And from what, you know, what I've got, mine do look like moons, and I have some that are actually, they're moving. They have tails on them. And there is a difference. There is a huge difference. And I've gotten some with colors in them that are glowing within. I've gotten some that are orange, green, blue, and that hot pink one, which is a hot pink fuchsia. It's a really, really pretty one. There is definitely a difference between the mist, the dust, and then a true orb.
And there's also a difference in, do you know the one that I got, and I said this is my dad, in my house?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an angelic figure that is just so unreal. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
And the high, what do you think of the one that says high in the sky?
I think
you know that angelic figure?
Mm-hmm.
What do you believe those clouds where it's like an angel in the sky?
Well, I don't know how.
What do you think those are?
I don't know, but I don't know how any of those. But I do have on the MySpace the two suns where it looks like Jesus, and then an image of what I believe is Edward, the two at Calvary on Easter.
Uh huh.
Those are also on MySpace.
Do you have two MySpaces or just one?
One.
Okay. I was just going to make sure so that we could tell other people.
Yeah, it's under, you know, he's back, angels, rainbows, angels, orbs, and more, and then there's just one called angels.
Oh, okay.
So I've sort of broken them up a little bit, and
I've left
my MySpace open because he's had, you know, I've had so many people request. When they saw the pictures, they were like, oh, I want a copy. So I went ahead and just put it open, and I opened up MySpace, so any of his friends that wanted, you know, to be able to get them and download them or whatever could feel free to go on and get what they wanted.
Oh, that is great.
I'm
going to put a link up on my BBS radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Orbs 92207 CHC and BSB. It's just going to be a link for people to go to.
Okay.
Where we took the pictures, and we're going you know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put the link in there because I'm not going to put the actual movie. But because I think it's just too long, you know, too big of a deal to put up there. But I'm just going to insert the link in there. So anyway, tell me about the dream that you had. Remember where Edward was partially in the bathroom and partially not? And remember how I told you in the dream with my grandfather and my dad and stuff? It's like if we see them and notice them, then all of a sudden they just disappear.
Yeah, I keep having a reoccurring dream that there are these three ladies.
Is that someone that just beeped in?
I don't know.
Or did we just lose you, Bunny?
No, I'm here.
Hey, Dawn? I think we just lost Bunny.
Kathy?
Hello?
Kathy?
Dawn?
Hello?
We just lost Bunny. And hello, this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and Bunny Brown, back on air. We are so glad to be back. It's just a little mess up in the technical support difficulty of the internet. And it is quite all right. It's nobody's fault. We're back. Makes it better and better and better every time something like that happens. It's just something that's a little niche in the internet waves. Anyway, Bunny, where were we? We were talking about the dream.
Oh, the dream, yeah. I keep dreaming about these same three ladies. I don't know who they are, but I know who they are. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't recognize their faces, but I feel like I know them, and they're really sweet. And I've dreamed about these ladies, and when I see these three ladies, then I normally see Edward. And I was in the bathroom with him, and I looked up, and it was like at the split second when I looked up, he peered in at me, and he just made this face like he was really surprised that I saw him, and he pulled his head back. And I sat straight up in bed, and I yelled, Edward. And when I did, I looked over, and it was exactly 4 o'clock in the morning. And I looked at the TV set, and the lights came, like three of them came straight out and down. And then I looked back at the clock straight out and down, and I thought, okay, I'm dreaming. I know I'm dreaming. So I got up, and I came in the living room and sat down, and I thought, I'm not dreaming. And I just wrote down, you know, what had happened, and then I talked to his girlfriend, and she had a dream that night, very, very similar. She had come into, she was in a home, and she didn't know where she was, but there were three ladies there, and she said she heard the front door close, and they said, oh, Edward's upstairs, and she said she ran up the first set of steps, and then there was a landing, and she started to go, you know, to the landing to go up and surprise him, and he leaned in just like he had done with me. And it was like, you know, he surprised her like I was surprised. And, I mean, we don't know what to make of that other than, well, we just really don't know what to
make
of it.
Well, it's just like one of those idiosyncrasy or whatever it's called. And also, you said that the three women were just like Fumi and Brenda and Bonnie.
Yes.
You know, that the familiarity of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they were, sisterhood.
Yeah, they were very, they were older than me. All three of them were very short, like 5 feet-ish.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know who they are, but they felt very familiar. And Amber said she didn't know who the three ladies were, but they also felt very familiar to her, too. But she said, I couldn't tell you who they were, but I felt like I knew them. I said, yes, that's, yeah, that pretty much exactly.
That is so amazing.
And then the angel at the cemetery that I met. Do you remember that with Julie? That was strange.
And everybody kept saying, that cigarette smoke. And then it's like, if you look at it, it was no cigarette smoke anywhere, anywhere or whatever, because there was no cigarette anywhere in the place.
No.
And then we blew that up.
No, not that one. The one when Julie and I went, and that man walked up to me.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. I know that.
And
you know,
do you remember when I was there? No, that one was you and Julie. Okay, I know which one you're talking about now.
Yeah. Right after.
And we're sitting down?
Yeah, Julie and I, Julie's my sister, and we had gone out to the cemetery, and actually it was the first time she had been there. And we were sitting down, and this man walked up, and he was a big man. He had on khaki pants and a burgundy shirt, a nice straw kind of looking safari hat. And he looked down at Edward's grave, and he said he just went, much too young. Who is that? And I said, that's my son. He said he was way too young. And I went, oh, okay. And he introduced himself to me, and he shook my hand, and he said, you're a silly bunny.
Isn't that weird? Was he real?
Yeah, Kathy, he was real. I mean, he was standing there, and Julie looked at me, and I looked at Julie, and he said, you collect bunnies, don't you? And Julie said, yes, she does. And he said, I know she does. And she's got Hop Hop on the back of her car. And he said, so, have you seen your son? And I said, well, I've had a couple of dreams. He said, is your son happy? And I said, yes, he is. He said, you know, I've been to heaven 4 or 5 times, and I'm getting ready to go and live there permanently. And I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
And he said, Bunny, I have a message for you. And I went, okay. And he came over, and he grabbed my hand, and he said, I want you to go to work. You need to go to work. And I was like, okay. And he said, remember what I said. I want you to go to work. And I was like, all right. And he turned around, and Julie and I turned around, and I walked away, and I said, Julie, I promise you, everybody in the cemetery doesn't act like that. That was the strangest man. We turned around, and he was gone.
That's why I'm saying, was he real? Not meaning real, but could he have been a spirit?
I don't know. But Julie said, Bunny, that is the strangest thing. I said, I'm so glad you were here with me, because if somebody else, if I try to tell somebody this story, she said, where did that man go? I said, I don't know. I mean, it was like 10 seconds, and we turned around, and he was gone. But he told me that I needed to go to work.
That is amazing.
But, I mean, he didn't say, what work? He just said, I want you to go to work. And he wanted to make, I mean, he asked me, do you know, is your son happy? And I said, yes, I know my son's happy.
That is something else.
Yeah, that was another strange thing. I've had some many strange things.
Bunny, tell about Irrehensible.
About what?
Our friend, Irrehensible.
Who?
Irrehensible Wretched. You know how he called the Irrehensible Wretched twins? Jeff Ryan.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now he used to come and play things too.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
After he passed away.
Uh-huh. He used
yes.
to say you're irrehensible, you know, and just silly stuff like that. And,
yeah.
Oh, he's just a good friend.
Yeah, he is.
But he used to play music boxes and stuff.
Yeah, he would turn that the music box in my bedroom that he, it was a rabbit, and because I do collect rabbits, and that thing would start turning for no reason, and my husband kept saying, why is that doing that? And I said, I don't know. And he said, you know, that really is odd. And I said, I know. And it kept, the music kept turning and playing after Jeff passed away, and he had given it to me.
And he turned the radio station on his, he always listened to, like, Lawrence Welk and stuff, and the radio station would just start turning on that.
Yep.
Do you know the first time I ever encountered any kind of foreign entities was at your twin sister Bonnie's house, and that was those little children from the Civil Wars.
Yeah,
remember
that house
how they used to pull things out of the cabinets and stuff.
Yeah, that house was very, very, and it still is. That house has a lot going on in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, prior to that, I never believed in ghosts or anything, but, I mean, that's just too, with the things that have gone on in that house, it's just too much. And we all have seen it. Everybody that's lived there, Bonnie's, you know, all of our friends, will be just sitting there and, things will just pick up and throw across the room. I know that just sounds insane, but, and it's always the people that are with us that don't believe.
I know.
Are the ones that have things happen.
I know. And I mean, I've always, you know that tape it's called Only Debbie Knows? I know y'all thought I was so strange because I used to feel so many different crazy things. And I don't know. I just don't even want to talk about it, but.
Well, I don't feel any crazy things, but I'm used to letters now.
No, not
and
crazy things, but I used to see energy in the air, and I used to feel different things, and I used to, I don't know, but I know I got them on film, too, but mine are different,
mm-hmm.
like clouds and stuff like that, and then the things, when Daddy died, I just really, 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 really felt it. You know, I don't hear it, per se, but I feel it.
Yeah.
Feeling. I know. I just feeling.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
Yeah. But you know, they're happy, and I'm not so happy. A mother never is when they lose their child.
I can't imagine.
It's horrible.
It's
beyond horrible, but he does give me. I get my letters, and they're, you know, always E's or B's or E's and S's, which was his last name. And, I mean, there's just tons of them, and I constantly get them. And I got the fives on Mother's Day last year. Remember that, the five hearts,
oh,
and then the
yeah.
number five. I have five children.
And he was such a prankster, too. When he was alive. And so,
yes, he was.
Oh, my gosh. I remember sitting at Bonnie's house one day, and there was a sign there that said, don't worry. You don't have to talk about yourself. We'll talk about you when you're gone. And he pointed at it and he said, that tape's on. I put it on that page. That's what that noise is. The orb pictures, and they look like ghosts, and they look like in the orbs that we took that night.
Yeah.
If you go back to the Bright Lights Pathfinders, www.bbsradio.com/BrightLightsPathfinders, or just go to to BBS Radio Station 1 and click on my photograph, Bright Lights Pathfinders Bunny. I don't think you've seen this one since October of last year when we took year before last, or was it last year when we took it? I put it on the page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one with all those orbs everywhere.
Yeah, I do get a lot of,
and the energy all in the air.
Yeah, I do get a lot of orbs, but I've noticed now. I think the true orbs are the ones that are radiating energy. You can, it's a.
That's the one I just put on the table.
Yeah, you. Those are the ones that are lit with from within.
Yeah.
Or the ones that are actually moving with the tail.
That's the one I just put on the page.
I think those are the true, legitimate. And, you know, they're even saying now that the speculation is they're not sure that these, they've always thought they were human spirits, but they're saying now they think that it's a defined energy.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily a human, but it is defined energy. But, you know, all of it's just being studied and so much, and scientists have their theories on it, which I like to read what the scientists have to say because I'm a factual believer.
Uh-huh.
But you know, there's another half of that, and something that somebody I read the other night, and I thought, what a great way to put it up. They said it's like picking up a transistor radio, and then all of a sudden you pick up a frequency or a station.
Yeah, I told
that
you that too.
Yeah, that you shouldn't necessarily get. That's just sort of picking up on maybe some of the energies, because we are energy, and this is what's left is energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's really cool.
On my station before,
but I, you know, with Edward and the letters, for some reason, obviously he has learned how to manipulate the energy, which is amazing to watch the letters come up, because it's like dots, and then they start, you know, going in and out, in and out, in and out, and blinking really fast. And when I see that, you can't see it with the naked eye, but you can see it with the looking in the digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it has got to be that real quick movement. And, you know, I know that then that I'm getting ready to start getting letters. And people that have actually stood behind me start screaming and jumping up and down when I start, you know, taking the pictures. They're like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. But it's like one of those things, I can't go out and I can't get it every time. It just comes when it comes. But it usually comes around the holidays.
Do you have the BBS radio page up where you can put some call-ins to see if anyone wants to call in and ask any questions?
No, but can they call you?
They can call in on the station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I should know the numbers by now. Let me get to it. This is crazy. I don't. 1-888.
What?
1-888-ADHD. Am I so ADHD or what? Funny, did you remember in school when the teacher took my kickball away because
yep.
I stood up in the middle of class and started in the middle of a test and started showing you your tap dance?
Yes. Yeah, he was in
third
grade.
Tell the listening audience of the 8 million listeners about the Crisco.
Kathy and I went all the way through elementary, junior high, high school, had babies together and everything else. Well, we had this old bad home ec teacher named Miss
Girl, if you'd only pay attention.
We'll just call her Miss S, and she was about the size of a troll and had been at McClintock Junior High School since I'm sure the school was built, was getting ready to retire. Very old, straight-laced, old school. And for this one particular day, we were making Rocky Road.
Did you and Bonnie trade places that day?
No, Kathy. We were just, the two of us ended up in a kitchen together. So anyway, we're making Rocky Road pies, and Kathy and I ended up in a kitchen together. and they had the old big mix master, and so we had our little recipe set out, and we put the we started putting the ingredients in. Of course, we weren't paying attention in which order these ingredients were supposed to go. When we ended up dumping the flour, and we did, the mix master just sort of blew the flour up all over us, and at that point, we both had white faces, and Miss Stewart was obviously in some other kitchen not paying a bit of attention to us, and so we started laughing, and we were in the eighth grade. So at this point, we pick up Crisco, and we start throwing it at each other, and we threw the flour, and we threw the Crisco, and then all of a sudden, Miss Stewart looks up, and there Kathy and I are completely covered in Crisco and flour, and the woman flipped her wig. She started screaming and yelling at
girls, just pay attention.
If you'd only do what's right. I mean,
And then she held us up for the next class, and your twin sister came in, and Sonia, and all those people, and she held us up by our collars and said, girl, if you'd only pay attention, this is what happens.
But the worst part, Kathy and I both have very coarse, we have the typical Irish
horse hair.
Yep, horse hair. So Kathy and I had to go down to the gym and wash our hair with Dial soap because we were completely covered in grease. And I'll never forget getting on that school bus, and my hair was so dry. And I know Kathy's hair was so dry.
Oh,
but we got
funny.
An F in our Rocky Road
wrap.
High.
I learned how to wrap my hair in the hospital.
You learned how to what?
Wrap it. While I was in the hospital, my hair was so dry.
Uh-huh.
This black woman came in and wrapped my hair. It was the best hair I ever had in my life.
What'd she do?
She put this silk stuff in it, and she wrapped it, and she put this cap on it overnight. And it was the best. I'm telling you, because my hair, she said the follicles were going the wrong way. But anyway, another thing I want to tell you was, Bunny, was it you that took Sue? I told this story on the BDS radio one day about John Walker and my boyfriend Steve Walker taking Donna Wall's wraparound skirt. And I told that story on PBS Radio.
Donna Wall would absolutely kill
And she had that wraparound skirt, and they tied it to the chair, and
yep.
And she got up to go take her test up to Mr. Gaines.
And all she had on was a girdle and those old
the girdle
cutting
that hold
dog
up those
stockings that attached with those hose, the girdle with the little hose things on them. And she walked up with her little button-down collar shirt covered with floral covered buttons up to the front of the room to give the teacher her test in her wraparound skirt.
Mr.
Gaines was tied to her desk, and she looked down.
It was blue.
Yep.
And she just went, oh. And I asked, why did you remember Rusty Reed had to give a speech right after that? And do you remember Sonia Yandel's shoe and how the glue, Steve Pelligan, she had a crush on Steve Pelligan. I love those people. And
yes.
He put glue all down in her shoe.
Yes, they sent her heel fell off in Miss Stewart's class, and so Miss Stewart called the shop. And the shop sent Steve Pelligan and a couple boys down to fix her shoe, and they brought it back. And they had taken Elmer's glue and squirted Elmer's glue all in her shoe, and she put her foot in it and started screaming and crying.
And why did my mother make me be a majorette when there was no majorettes in the school? The school didn't even have majorettes. But my mother just, well, you know, we started the fad. Oh, funny.
That was a long, long, long time ago.
I know, fight on, fighting Scots. We're going to win this game today. Do you remember when Susan Calvert had her 30th birthday party? And why do we call Debbie Cooper, Cooper Scooper, and me, Kathy Shawlotter, Dollotter, Farlotter? How did you start all these names?
I don't know.
Have so much fun, we do not have one iota. And tell about Grutaw. I told Donald at BBS Radio about the Grutaw and how it turns on when you close the lights off at night. Donald's talked to you before. You've called BBS Radio and told him to look at your MySpace page, and he said that you had the most phenomenal MySpace page he's ever seen. And
well, I've got a few more pictures up. I don't think he saw. I just went ahead. I was just being bombarded by so many people. I just finally said, okay, this is it. I'm putting all the good ones on, and everybody can take off what they want.
He's talked to Bonnie, too, before, before when I was sick one time. And they're just great people, Donald and Chad.
Yeah.
I just love them to death. But I missed 2 weeks being sick in the hospital with my heart.
Yeah, but you're better now, so that's good. You've got a little bit of a rest.
Yeah, my heart rate goes up to 222 beats a minute.
Okay.
Probably because I'm so ADHD.
Well, that's okay. I am too.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just, I love to laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, I got to tell you something really funny, because, you know, this is on a lighter note. Mama was talking to, she fixed some of my house while I was gone, because we're redoing my house. And the burglar alarm wasn't working properly. They said the memory was gone. And she said, oh, it has Alzheimer's. She said the burglar alarm had Alzheimer's because its memory was broken. She's so funny.
Yes, she is.
There's nothing like my Mimi.
Yes, Mimi's got all her children and all her grandchildren and all her great-grandchildren.
I know. They told me that my house, when I was telling them that there was something wrong with the roof because that tree grew into it. I told them, they said, Cassie, you're like Chicken Little when the sky's falling. I said, no, that's not true. I said, there is something wrong with my roof. And it was a tree root growing into my roof. Well, you've seen the house before. God, you should see it now. Man, it is unreal. They got me this toilet bunny that is too high, and I feel like, you know, that little girl. I can't reach the ground.
Well, I guess they got you an old lady toilet.
Yeah, you know how Bonnie and I, and you always complain about our knees when we can't get up. And I can't get up. But they got to come back and get me a new one because it's just too tall. I think it's for Pete because Pete saw it 6 foot tall. He still has no wiggle room, little mister.
Oh.
You know, but anyway, I miss anybody calling in. They got a few minutes, but Donald said that there's nobody after us, so we can continue talking and change the subject. Hey, you know, Bunny?
What?
One thing that really impresses me is how you helped Laura the other day. And when we called Laura,
mm-hmm.
and you know, she felt her husband. Our friend Laura had her husband pass away just a couple of weeks ago in a tragic plane crash in our neighborhood down the road. And you just really tremendously helped her out when we were on freeway calling. And I just really just want to thank you for that. And you know, we have the WAS Club, W-A-S Club. It used to be Women Who Were Scorned, but it's Women Who Are Special and Women Who Are Strong. And we have probably, 18 of us from birth. It's just, and Jeff Gosnell, just Quasnell, who's in France. He's the only guy, well, and a couple of guys, but they really are on the outskirts looking in. But let me get the toll-free numbers out if anybody wants to call. It's 877-876-5227. That's the USA only. And the toll-free number is 888-815-9756. That's USA and Canada. And the direct line, if you have a plan, is 530-876-3222. Now, we're ready for call-ins if you want to call in and ask any questions to Bunny about her photographs of orbs and different angelic spirits or anything like that, or any questions? Would you like call-ins, Bunny?
Huh?
Or any type of call-ins?
Any letters, if anybody's gotten, that's my big thing right now. I can't find anybody anywhere with the letters. Nobody can give me anything. A guy from National Geographic said, wow, never seen anything like that. I've taken it to several photographers, and they're just like, wow. So if anybody else has ever gotten any letters, that would just be great. But I don't expect to find any more.
Maybe that's just something that God has given you the greatest gift of seeing, you know?
Well, you know, Edward was an artist, and
tell him about that drawing that he drew, and then how the letters look exactly like the letters you're taking photographs of.
Yeah, it's his handwriting. The E, the first ones we got, which were like the little green dots, which was the first that I saw and couldn't figure out what the green dots. They were back. They were just trees, cedar. Completely behind. I mean, there was no light, nothing there, and I started getting these little green dots, and they were moving. It was the first ones, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and so I just started taking pictures of it. And it's his E, and the A and the E's that were at the cemetery is the way he wrote his A, like an umbrella, little umbrella A, little E.
I tell you what, I'm going to tell people again, the listeners out there in the communication ways. This is the Bright Lights Pathfinder show. Oh, it says with Tassie Hill. Oh, that's cool. Instead of Kathy Cook. Click on my photograph, please. Just click on it. It says with Kathy Cook when you click on it. Click on that, and then you will go to my webpage for BBS Radio. There you will see pictures of some of the orb photographs that Bunny took with my camera at Calvary Church Cemetery.
Do you have any of my letters up?
I don't know. Well, it didn't go to it. So you have to scroll down to Thursday. Go scroll down to Thursday on the menu. Scroll down there. And it'll say Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, Bunny. And you'll see those great photographs you took.
Oh, I thought you had the letters up.
No, I don't have any of those because you got the film.
Oh, well, it's on my MySpace.
Okay, then you can go to your MySpace from this webpage. Click on Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, on Thursday. The Thursday menu is phenomenal. These two photographs that I put up there just now. I mean, it's 100 orbs on there. And the energy. See the energy? Remember when I said energy zapping me? It's coming all over me. And you can see it coming down from the sky into the trees.
I don't see energy like that.
Yeah, I do.
I know.
I went to the eye doctor. I said, what is wrong with my eyes?
I don't visually see
anything.
But
that is in the, that's in the film. Remember when you were over here and we saw that in the film? But then the picture below that is the orbs that were in the cemetery. I don't know what those little things are in the bottom of that except for move, and they were moving. They're moving in the actual video.
Yeah.
That we made. You want me to put the video on your MySpace?
Oh, I think, Kathy, I think I've already got that.
Not that one that I just made. That one that says, you know.
Oh, yeah, Kathy, you sent that to me.
Is it on your MySpace down there below in the, where we're taught, where I signed a comment or something?
I don't know. Everything, well.
I don't know either.
I'm not on the computer right now.
Okay. But that's just really amazing, I believe. You know, it's just like, golly, it just blows my mind. Because I had never seen such a thing and then started seeing things like that. You know, I had seen the ones in my house. You know, I have it on the one that's called I'm Ready to Fly.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of my pages where it's the descriptions of my first show,
mm-hmm.
and it's a video of, it's called I'm Ready to Fly, and it's by Richard Marx.
Yeah, I know what song. I love that song.
Yeah, and it's photographs of the different orbs that I've taken, and it's just really, really, really neat. You know, but I only have a few. I don't have them like you because I'm fortunate to have gotten the few that I've gotten, but you've got such a gift, Bunny, to be able to have, you know, it's like Edward's just saying, here I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also like he said, you know, he goes up into heaven, comes back down, goes around. You know, what Daddy told me on his third day was, I said, Daddy, because I could see him plain as day, but he was huge. And I said, you've got on a blue shirt. I said, how can you be wearing a blue shirt? And he goes, because that's my favorite color. I said, Daddy, you look like you're like 32 years old or 30 years old. And he said, early 30s, because that's the age I felt my best. And I said, Daddy, do you get to eat? He goes, you can do whatever you want that makes you feel good. I said, but you've got tears in your eyes. He said, those are tears of joy. And he said, there's seven layers in heaven. I said, seven? And he says, there's a thin veil there. You know, there's a fine line. He says, you got to be very careful of what you think you'll see and do. And he, I mean, I don't hear him, but I feel his words.
Hmm.
And I just wear a shirt a lot, you know. And it's, no matter how much I wash it, I can still smell him.
Hmm.
Mama said she felt half amputated off because they've been together since they were 4 and 5 years old. What are the stages of grieving? You said that I went through reptile grieving because I bled through my nose and ears and stuff.
Well, they told me I was going through something called reptile, and it's I couldn't cry. All I could do was moan. I mean, it was horrible. It was like crying was so above where I was.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I didn't bleed through my nose or anything like that, but I just, all I could do was moan.
Matthew bled through his nose, too.
I just moaned. It was like an animal grief.
Mine was a groan.
Just like it was like an animal grief, like an animal, you know, grieving for their child.
They have on mine something called an Axis 1 or Axis 4 or something like that, and it's called a PTSD from my father. But, you know, I'm fine now, but, I mean, I still go through it once in a while. I guess because, you know, it goes through different people, the way we grieve. But there's like 5 stages, correct?
Yeah, I think there are 5 stages.
There's denial first, and then there's anger or bargaining.
I've never gotten angry.
Bargaining. There's denial, bargaining, anger, and then something, and then acceptance. I don't think I've gotten that far.
Just...
Do you know what book helped me the most? The Angels, Angels, Angels by Billy Graham. I loved that book. That was a real good one for me. And also, my counselor that I went to, while Daddy was dying, and after he died, David Russ, he told me the last enemy of life is death. And that's what Paul wrote in Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
Because we moan and groan in this body, and we hurt all these years and on earth. And then I got to thinking, and you know how I write all the time in my journals and stuff. I said, you know, we're so asleep here on earth, and we're continuously trying to wake up, you know, and trying to evolve into better people and trying to evolve into getting there. that, you know, foreseeing things more clearer, just like with you getting to see Edward and his letters and stuff and seeing what he sees in the spiritual world. And that's part of awakening up, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that we're capable of being even, I mean, I think our brains are so limited on Earth that we can even conceive of heaven.
No, because, you know, that's the great mystery, and the mystery is always trying to solve it.
Yeah, well, I think that God is such a intelligent, supreme God,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, heaven is so far superior to anything that we can even begin to imagine. I don't believe our brains can wrap around that.
That's,
you know, Edward
song.
Told me,
I
he said, yeah, I had a dream about him, and I said, tell me about heaven, and he said, you wouldn't understand. You can't possibly understand.
Do you ever talk to God so to where he talks faster than you can put it into words, but you so know what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
think God talks. God talks to me.
Yeah, God talks.
Oh, and I pray. I mean,
that's
yeah.
talking to God, and meditation's listening to God.
Yes.
And but he's like, but I know exactly what he's saying.
Well, I just feel like this is the way he communicates with all of us. I think he has a divine image and a divine plan for everybody. And, of course, we're born into sin, so we're continually stumbling and stumbling and stumbling.
And he says, Daddy said to look up and out, not down and out, because if we look down and out, that's when we get snared.
Yeah.
And he says, if we look up and out, we always have the sun shining on our face.
But I think it's human nature to look down.
Right. Because we want to see where we're walking, but he says that we have to have faith to know that God is always directing our way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told me when he came back.
But I think when
too.
You pass on all of this sin, all of the imperfectness, all of everything is washed away.
Yes. And also, if I forgive myself first and look inside myself, just like it says in the Bible, to pluck that log out of my eye first before I go to my brother and pluck the splinter out of his eye. And if I do that and then go to my brother and ask forgiveness and then go to God, then I can really, really cleanly, clearly speak to the Lord and really, really know exactly what I need to speak to him about, because then I'm clearer. Because I've looked inside myself with a clear conscience, really look inside myself, you know, and say, okay, this is, because, you know, I can't hide from, really, I can hide from myself and pretend like I didn't do that or pretend like I didn't see that. But if I openly look at my can of worms and clean that vessel out, the faster I'm going to heal.
Yes.
It's just like that splinter that's down deep inside and you keep only getting a little piece out at a time. If you go in and just cut that sucker out, it's going to be much better and it's going to heal much faster.
Yeah, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off.
Yeah, slowly, slowly, one by one, the wound, the suckers just break. But if you just rip it off and get it over with, it's going to be so much faster. It'll, ouch! But think about it. Pulling that sucker off just so slow. I was telling Ashley yesterday, I said, you know what? I feel like sometimes, because people try to make me out to be victimized a lot of times when I just don't even care, you know, with certain things, or they like to use you as a scapegoat. I'm just saying me in general, you know, just as a general person, because I don't want to say you or they. But it's like somebody will become this body and people nitpick at them like a buzzard until there's no bones left and no meat left on them. Because, you know, one thing I have a problem with, and I'm looking at it, and this is what I'm working on, and one of my goals, is I'm passive-aggressive. I'm not assertive. I'll I'll be so loving, 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 and give, 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 give. But I overdo things. I'm a lot like my mother. I'll knock things into the ground, or I'll repeat over and over, thinking people don't hear me, or I'll email to death, or I'll, you know, do something over and over and over because I want to be heard. But then when somebody gets aggravated at me, I feel like I'm in a corner, and then I'll lash out, or I'll go silent, or something like that. I don't have any assertiveness in me. I do, but I don't. You know, and so I have to look at myself with what is aggravating me and another person is really what I'm doing in myself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's aggravating me about so-and-so? Why is that agitating me? Because that's something mirroring back into myself. Something I'm really doing in myself is hitting a wall nerve. So I have to look at what is going on here. Why is that person really agitating me? Or why is that mirroring back into me? It's called something that I have to look at in myself. You know?
Yeah.
That's one thing I've learned, you know, in the past journaling in the past month or so. I'm really getting back into my journaling. I've been studying my journals a lot, but, I mean, I'm rewriting some new ones because I've gotten a couple of people asking me to be in their books. And so I'm, like, iffy in that, but wanting to do it, but I do, but I don't. Does that make any sense? It's like,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's good to write.
Yeah.
Because you can see your journey through something.
It's like a training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your train of thought. And if you slow down long enough to write your train of thought, then you've got something to look back on. I like to write timelines. You know,
mm-hmm.
because I can look back with dates and times. And then it gives me an example of where I've come from and how far I've come and what I've been doing and how far I've grown. Surely and surely.
Yeah, surely and surely's on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to get off.
Okay. Thank you, Donald, for the time. And Seth, do you hear us so you can put on some music? We've gone over 17 minutes. Oh, Seth and Donald, the engineer and Seth, hello, we're on the air. We're getting ready to hang up now.
We must have put him right to sleep.
No, we've been doing good. Yeah. Okay, well, Bunny, we just hang up, and that's all we do.
Okay.
Thank you for being on the Bright Lights Pathfinder show with Kathy Cook, and this is Bunny Brown, and we've been speaking of her son, debuting her son, Edward Stevens, and talking about orbs and spirit and her gorgeous photography. Please visit her MySpace page that is on, Bunny, would you like to give out your MySpace page for people to visit?
Yeah, it's www.myspace.com. You raise me up. Just YOURAISE, raise me up, 9/14/84. And just go down, go to my pics, and just, it's rainbows, angels, and more. He's back, and angels. And you'll see the letters and the angels and some of the rainbows that I've gotten in my house.
And I'll keep your picture up on my webpage on BBS Radio for a while for people to be able to get to that link if they don't hear or know of the webpage, you know, to be able to get to, you know, write that down. I'll just leave your picture with Edward, with your arm around Edward, and you can click on that.
Okay.
Okay,
well, you have a good night.
You have a good night, too. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.